Many of you out there, hopefully you're doing good. How you doing? Where are you? You in the bed? Are you in the kitchen? Are you sweeping, vacuuming? How about be still for a moment? Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. God is good, isn't he? Amen. Yes, he is. You might as well wake up and worship the Lord this morning. We know that this is different for us, but we've been doing it for a minute. We ought to be getting pretty good at it. And hopefully you are stirred up. Hopefully those of you that have children, you've got your children up, and maybe they're sitting in a circle. Some of you told me you sit, Brother Gary, we sit down, and that's good. Sit down. But I know it got to be hard. I guess you could do it, but hopefully you're not under the covers. hopefully you got both eyes open this morning. I'm just glad. I'm Brother Gary Smith, and I'm happy to be here with you this morning. Those of you that are visiting, and I know we have several who are visiting, several who are out of town or in other cities or even in other countries, and thank you for tuning in. We're praying for you. We're praying whatever your situation is, we're praying with you, praying for you that God will protect you and keep you in his care. You know, there are a lot of things going on. Now, hopefully those of you that are members of the Fifth Ward Church, make sure you're checking your emails. We have a social media team who's trying to put information out. I know some of you, but I don't have an email. Well, check you. I don't know what you check. If you want to check your emails, the announcements, go to our website, the church website, to see what's going on. We're excited today that our Zoom Bible classes for our children start today at 11 o'clock. So you'll have a break between worship and get your children, get breakfast or whatever they need to get and get them back. And your classes for all ages, for our children, even for our adults is going on. We had a Zoom session for our married couples on this past Friday, our marriage wisdom. I don't know how often we're going to do that, so look for those announcements. Our ladies' Bible class, meet on Mondays. They have a conference call, and so you need to tune into that. Go to the bulletin, go to the announcements, and get the number to call in. I know now this would have been, this week would have been, we would have been starting our vacation Bible school, and we're not starting it yet, but keep your ears open. We're going to have some vacation Bible school. I don't know exactly how we're going to do it, so keep your ears open. We would have started this week or maybe next week our summer enrichment program, and Lord have mercy, we're not able, that's thriving here at the building when we have our summer enrichment program for our kids, and that's not going to be going on this week, but we are starting a summer enrichment class. It will begin, I believe it's June the 23rd, June the 23rd, I believe it begins. It's a enrichment class, an introduction to coding. Coding, you know, that's computers background. They say that anybody can do it, but it's for our kids. And look in the bulletin for those announcements because you need to sign up. And I know space is limited. They're going to have a memory verse for our kids during the summer, so you keep your ears open to that. On tomorrow, there will be a citywide day of fasting, day of prayer and fasting. That is not just the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. Churches of Christ all over the city, all over the city. It begins tomorrow. The fast is a liquid fast from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It will culminate with the ministers all over the city praying from about 5 o'clock. And I will end the fasting and praying at 6 o'clock with a prayer. And so that will be going on. So tune into that. I hope those of you that can participate in the fast. I know some of you are on medication, but does the world need fasting and prayer right now? Amen. Without a doubt, without a doubt. So you participate in that. Also, this past Thursday, I Brother David Duncan, who is a minister at the Memorial Church of Christ. We co-preached a sermon together, and we videotaped it and recorded it. I know Memorial will be showing it at their morning service, I believe, on this coming Sunday, not today, this coming Sunday. I don't know how we're going to show it or whatever, but keep that in mind because we want you to see and know what's going on in the city. What we are trying to do in the city to unite us as Christians, to engage us and to empower us and to encourage us. And so I'll just some announcements. I want to get those out of the way, but let's get into the Word of God this morning because God has a word for us this morning. I've entitled my lesson this morning, A Sight to See. A Sight to See. I subtitle it Opportunity, Opportunity. I believe that we, I as a preacher, would be doing God a disservice if I or we do not take advantage of what's going on right now. And I know we've heard a lot about it, about things, and everybody is commenting on the pandemic and commenting on the social injustice that is going on in the world. And every now and then in history, things happen to catch our to get our attention, really get our attention. And this is the attention of the world, literally the world. I mean, you have every state in the United States. There are demonstrations going on, protests going on, not just the United States, in London, in Paris, in Germany. Things are going on. People are speaking up. And I just. And it's a sight to see for me. I watch on television. You see a crowd, and it's not just black folks. It's not just white folks. It's not just brown. Not just yellow folks. Everybody are walking together. And does God have a say in all of this that's going on? You know, it's often said that religion and politics, we shouldn't mix religion with politics. I've heard that, you know, throughout the time. I know they say don't bring up religion and politics at a family reunion or at the dinner table. You're going to get an argument. But the Bible, in the Bible, religion and politics often intertwine. Often intertwined. And so let's don't be ignorant of that. And those of us in the Lord's church, let's don't run from social matters that God deals with in the Bible. You know, Paul told the Romans, he told the Romans to pay your taxes in Romans chapter 13. And so that comes from the word of God. We should pay our taxes. Paul, he also, when he wrote to Timothy, he told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2 to pray for our leaders, to pray for everybody, but pray for our leaders, pray for kings. And he also had several confrontations with government officials. Some of you remember in Acts chapter 25, and he was there before King Agrippa, and he got to preach to King Agrippa. Paul got to preach to the king. It would be like me getting an opportunity to preach to Donald Trump. Amen. Somebody give me a ticket up there. he might stop me at the gate. I don't think I could get in, but. And then you know that Jesus, he was ultimately pronounced to death by the governor, Governor Pilate. And so I want to deal with some of this that's going on, because I believe God will want us to deal with it. Listen to Acts chapter 5, verse 27. Acts 5, 27. When they had brought them, they stood them before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name. And yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Peter and John, they're before the council. And they caused this stir going on, and they've been preaching and teaching Jesus, and Jesus, that Jesus you crucified, he's now Lord and Savior. And they wanted to stop, man. You're causing a ruckus. And listen to their words. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than man." We must obey God. That's the word for us as Christians. We must obey God. Now, I don't believe we need to be militant. And I believe that everything we need to be need to be done in love and in peace in a Christ-like manner. But Christians have a say. And we should have a say. And we see things that are done wrong when it comes to teaching and preaching the gospel. It comes to leading people to righteousness. Christians don't need to be silent. Lord have mercy. That's some great teaching opportunities. That's why I subtitled this opportunity. There's some great teaching and educational opportunities that need to be reinforced during this time, especially for our children. And now that's why I think so many more people are involved, because this is the information age. They can read for themselves some of the injustice. They go on and see, "Oh, I didn't know this. I didn't know that." But we need to know. We need to know. Listen to a little history here. Listen to Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. Genesis chapter 9. And I'm going in on time this morning. I know I went long last week. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." Now, I went to after the flood. Now, there's nobody on earth but eight people. Yeah. Noah and his sons and their wives. And after they come out of the flood, God said, he blessed them. He said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. So sometimes, where do all the races come from? Here they come. You can start right here. And I know there's some who would challenge the Bible. That's a lesson for another day. But here we have the beginning. Of course, the first man came from Adam and his descendants. But here we have the first beginning of, we call them the races. And listen to verse 6. Drop down to verse 6, Genesis 9, 6. Whoever shed man's blood. Now, this is what he told Noah right after they got out of the boat. Whoever shed man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For he, in the image of God, he made man. God puts the ultimate value on men's life, men and women's life. This is a generic term. He said, because man is different from the animals. He's not a buffalo. He's not a lion. He's not a tiger. Man, see, those were not made in God's image, but man is made in God's image. So we need to value every man, woman, boy, girl. Why? Because we are made in God's image. Every man. And he said to them, as for you, verse 7, as for you, be fruitful and multiply. He says, look, populate, I'm reading from the New American Standard Translation, populate the earth abundantly and multiply. He told them, look, now I want you to fill the earth, because the people that came before the flood, they were so evil and so violent, God wiped them out. He said, we're starting all over. And he told them to populate the earth. That was his charge to them. And so when you get to verse number 18, Genesis 9, 18. Now the sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham was the father of Canaan. Verse 19. These three were the sons of Noah. And notice this. And from these the whole earth was popped. There, that sells it. Come on now, everybody. He says, from these the whole population came. But does that say something to you? does that say something to me? You say, maybe you thinking it. I'm gonna say it out loud. We all kin. we all. You my. If you listening, I don't care what color you are. We all come from the same. Say this with me on the count of three. We all kin. One, two, three. We all kin. Lord have mercy. We need some loudspeakers. Everybody need to stop this morning. In every state in the United States, in every country, everybody needs to hear this from God, that we are all brothers and sisters. Everybody is. See, that would make us think different. That would make us act different. There's only one race, and that's the human race. Help us, Lord. Listen to Acts 17:26. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and boundaries of their. Now, we born in different times, but we still all kin. At one time, there was one language. Genesis 11:1. Now the whole earth. Teenagers, you listen to this. So you stop getting confused with all of this foolishness and all of this militant stuff folks teaching us about where we come from and who this, and I'm the black Jew. And it says, now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. Amazing. Ooh, I wish it could be like that today. I wish it could. It's not. Everybody understood everybody, but you know, man got beside himself, and I don't have time to tell the whole story, but I'll read verse 9, Genesis 11, verse 9. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because after God told Shem, Ham, and Japheth, you have children, populate the earth, and go everywhere. You know, they started traveling, and then they stopped. They stopped in the land of Shinar, and yes, they were led astray, and they're going to build this tower all the way up to heaven. And God looked at them. He gave them their charge and orders. Don't stop. Keep populating the earth. They started building, and they started getting big-headed, and God said, look at them. There is nothing that they won't do if they stay as one. And the scripture says this in verse 9. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth. That's where the different, that now comes the distinction where individuals, he confounded that language. And those who were of the same language went with their group to scatter all over the earth. Now we have the different languages, and you call them the different races, but God don't look at it that way. We still are all one people. Amen. Amen? That's right. Yeah. But you know what? You see, the thing is one thing we need to remember is that us disobeying God does not change his plan. See, now they disobeyed God. God reprimanded them. He confounded their languages to remind them, guess what? I'm in charge. You're not in charge. On the count of three, everybody say, you're not in charge. One, two, three, you're not in charge. you participating at home. I know the children. I'm talking about the adults. I know the children. If you listen, you saying everything. Some of the adults, they don't say nothing. Let's see if we can teach some more. Listen to Genesis 12 and verse 1. Genesis 12, 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, and now God's plan is carrying on. They're moving now. And he says to Abram, and we're still in Genesis, just one chapter over, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make, notice this, I will make you a great nation. Then he says, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. Then he says, verse 3, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And listen to this now, very carefully. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And he initiates this plan through Abraham. He said, Abraham, you're going to have a son in your old age. He's going to be your seed. He's from your seed, Abraham. Now, we know, yes, Abraham was a Jew. He says, but this blessing is not just for the Jews. Let me read it again. He says, and in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. That's everybody. Everybody in the world will be blessed because of your seed and my promise. Then in Genesis chapter 22, verse 18, Genesis chapter 22, verse 18, in your seed, he says again, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be. See, we talk race, but God talks family. So we talk race and distinctions. And see, the word race, it distinguishes us on the basis of characteristics, our eye color, our hair texture, our facial features, our nose. God don't look at us like that. He says, and in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. That's what he tells Abraham. Both the Old and New Testament show that race, as man sees it, holds no significance to God. How do you know that, Brother Gary? Go to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. 1 Samuel 16, 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. They were selecting a king. For God sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord, he looks at the heart. We got a heart problem. That's what we got in this word. Don't you know that? Yeah, I know we do need some new legislation. We do need it for some folk. But see, legislation is for those who break the law. But you get a person that has a good heart, a good sincere heart, they don't need all of these laws. They know how to treat people. Lord have mercy. And God looks at the heart. What we need to do is try to get in folks' hearts. Lord have mercy. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Let me say this, and I might hurt a few people's feelings right now, because I'm getting close to my end, but I need to say this. I need to say this. In love. See, false national pride is a sin. Now, it's good to feel good about ourselves, and because we made in God's image, And we not no junk. Junk. God didn't make no junk. You see, the Jews were guilty of this. They had false pride. What do you mean, Brother Gary? Because God selected them to initiate his plan, many of them thought they were better than other folk. Now notice this. They even called the Gentiles dogs. And that is sin in God's eyes. Listen to John chapter 4, verse 9. John 4, 9. Therefore, the Samaritan woman said to him, some of you know the story of Jesus meeting the Samaritan woman at the well. The Samaritan woman said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? See, they knew it. The Samaritans knew how the Jews thought about them, and the Jews knew how they thought about them, and it was just a part of life. They talked about it. They talked to each other about it. And you know what? Guess what? Even today, you know, everybody, we can't put everybody in the same boat. But at the same time, we have to be careful ourselves how we talk about other quote unquote races. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we stereotype folk. Amen. You know, they can't drive. Amen. Amen. You don't have to say nothing. I don't hear what you're saying. Yeah. You know, we'll say things, you know, I better not say some of them. Yeah, we label folks, don't we? Yeah. And just as the Jews were guilty of this nationalistic ethnic pride, listen to 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. 1 John 2, 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, it is not of the Father. It's of the world. That's worldly stuff. It's worldly when we boast on things that we... the boastful pride of... Sometimes you can sing. You're a good singer. You know how to sing. You're a good singer. Got a good voice. Well, you don't need to be boasting. You have the gift of singing. Why are you going to put somebody else down because they can't sing and you didn't give yourself that gift? That's boastful pride. God gave you. You better give God the credit for that gift of singing. Yeah. Can I say another thing in love? Do I still have your attention? See, at some point, all of us need to get over ourselves. You don't want to hear that, do you? Especially black folk right now. Now, our church, we're made of blacks, whites, Spanish. Isn't that beautiful? Now, notice this. I know Black Lives Matter, no doubt, without a doubt. We have been oppressed. I've been up and down watching the stuff that's going on. Got up this morning, I saw where they burnt the windows down, where the man was shot in the parking lot. Lord have mercy. And there he is. I also saw the statistics that show that right here in Houston, is the Missouri City or Sugar Land one of them, that a black person is 8 times more likely to be stopped than a white person by the police. I'm saying, what is wrong with that? And so black lives do matter. But you know what? If this world is going to get better for the long haul, if this world is going to get better, all lives going to have to matter. Even as we as black folk make our point, we need to make our point in love, first of all. But at some point, we're going to have to get on board with it. See that? You got white power. You got black power. You got brown power. You got yellow power. And I know I'm talking to the people of God. I'm talking to God's people. And I know everybody won't receive this. But according to James chapter 2 and verse 9, the scripture says, but if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. And see, it's really personal because, you know, sometimes we unconsciously show favor to somebody else just because they look like us. And so we all need some help with this one. Yeah, we do. We're trying to start somewhere. We're trying to start in the heart. And I just want to bring the element down just a little bit. Because now, see, I entitled this lesson, A Sight to See. Never I'm 60 and I know I'm not as old as some, but never have I seen what I am seeing. I'm seeing black, white, brown, yellow together. Together, joined together, walking hand in hand, saying the same thing, speaking the same thing for the same cause. That is beautiful. And it's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity to have more conversation. It's a great opportunity for us to lead people to Jesus Christ. If there has ever been a time that we can more integrate our church, that's our dream, our goal, is to have mixed everybody, just a mixture of members in the Lord's church loving on each other. Notice this, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19 that Brother Craig read from it. The scripture says, and all these things are from God. Notice the number of times. Who reconciled, the word reconciled is to bring back in a right relationship. Who reconciled us to himself through Christ. So we have reconciled one time. Then he says, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. You want to know your purpose for being on this earth? See, that's our purpose, right? God gave us the ministry. Ministry means to serve. He said he gave us the charge to the ministry of reconciliation. There it is again twice. And then he goes on and says, namely, that God was in the world, was in Christ, reconciling himself, the world to himself. So you have reconciled once, reconciled twice, reconciled again. He says, not counting their trespasses, he says, but he's committed to us the word of reconciliation. He said four times in two verses. He wants us to be about getting people back in a right relationship with Jesus Christ. That's our charge. That's our charge every day. It's our charge every day. You know, it's talking to people, loving on people, and getting to know them and getting to know about them. Let me try to bring this to a close. Now, I can't remember what day it was, David and I did a lesson together. For those of you that don't know, David is a white preacher at probably the largest white church of Christ here in Houston. And so he and I got together. We preached a lesson together. The lesson was, and they shall know we are Christians by our love. That was our lesson. We had 10 minutes each, and they're showing it this Sunday. And we've been having these candid conversations about life, about what's going on. And he's asking me questions. I already know David, so we kind of know each other, but we're getting to know each other even better, even more intimately, and it's helping us. And I say that because a couple of weeks ago, the president of Oklahoma Christian University, this is actually before George Floyd, I believe, was killed. He called me and he says, Gary, the president, John DeSteiger, he says, Gary, would you consider being on the board for Oklahoma Christian University? And I said, well, I'm floored and honored that you would ask. And so I talked to our elders about it. And I said, listen, to find out what exactly they wanted me to do. And I talked to the elders about it. And they said, hey, Gary, you know, it could be a good opportunity, you know, but just make sure you know who you are. So I called them back. I said, I will. I said, but I don't want to just be sitting in a chair. But this is a white man. The president of a university that's predominantly white, who asked me to be a part of the board at Oklahoma Christian University. See, listen, opportunities. See, some of these opportunities, some of these things that are going on, it's God's provision. And I know some of you that are members of our body. We need to do more. There are more things. We had a city not very long ago that we were just saying we were reunited. We want justice. We want peace. We want to be what God would have us to be. But you. Us as individuals, there are places that I will not be that you will be, and there are places you will be that I will not be. There will be opportunities all the time. Some of us, we need to change our mindsets. Stop putting people in and say, I know how they're going to, I know what they're feeling. You don't know what people are thinking. We cannot miss these opportunities to lead people to Christ. Yes, maybe there's more we could do collectively as the Lord's church. I tell you one of the things to do. If you don't vote, you don't need to talk. If you don't have the wherewithal to go vote. I broke it. I don't like none of them. Well, you better like one of them less or something. Anybody had somebody? Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we do all the complaining about we need to do this. We know. The question is, what are you doing? Or do you even speak to your white neighbor? Do you speak to you when you're getting going to the grocery store? Do you say hello to the Hispanic person that's standing right next to you? Ah, God is good. I've said a mouthful, but I've given God has given us our charge, and even in this pandemic, even in this situation where we are isolated, there are times that we do get out. There are times that we do engage with people. We still are the light of the world. One race that God has made, and we're all trying to get to heaven. You might be listening right now, and you're not in the right relationship with the Lord. Well, my goodness, you don't need to talk to nobody else till you get yourself together. Amen. Amen. Now, you're not going to be perfect. That's why Jesus came and died for our sin. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We've been studying the Word of God. The Word of God will educate us. It will enlighten us. It'll settle us down, too, some of the militant attitudes that we have. Says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And you too, if you repent of your sins, Luke 13:3-5, I tell your neighbor to accept, unless you repent, you shall also likewise perish. See, now that's some who teach it. All you got to do is believe, but no, you have to. See, you know, one of the biggest problems in our world today is people need to repent. See, we're not sugarcoating sin. You know, no. Wrong is wrong. Some folks' sin gonna take them to jail. But we're trying to get to heaven, and so don't skip repentance. Repentance means a change of mind. It's a full change of sinful life to Christ-like life. And you got to confess. You can't be ashamed that you're a child of God. Jesus said when he was on this earth, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, I will confess before my Father who's in heaven. Yes, it's all about Jesus. Amen. And you too should be baptized for the remission, the forgiveness of all your sins. One of the last things Jesus said when he was on this earth is, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we still have water here. We still have water. We social distancing here right now. The water is clean. The brothers put chloride or whatever you put in the water to have it clean. Don't be afraid. So if you need to be baptized, start this day in the Lord. And then you too will be reconciled. Jesus did the hard work by dying on the cross for us. But if you ignore that, you will not be reconciled to God. And don't be trying to be reconciled to your neighbor if you're not reconciled to God. So if you need to be baptized, we're here right now. Amen. Call. Brother Bear is back there. We have some brothers in here. Call right now. 713-672-2654. 713-672-2654. If you want us to pray for you, if you're on Facebook, put your prayer request in. Yeah. If you want us to pray for you, Brother Jasper will pray at the end of our service. God is good. We love you. We miss you so much. We miss you. I know you miss us. Listen, I'll say this again in closing, is that our elders here, we have seven elders. They are watching things very closely. You see there's been a spike here in the city of Houston, in Texas. There's been a spike in cases. And we have there's some things maybe we could do together, but we're not totally together right now. And I know there are people marching and I've almost gotten, you know, my knees bad, older folks. You don't see too many older people out there marching. We can't do that right now. Be careful. Be careful. So our elders, you listen to what's going on. They're going to lean on the side of caution. They're going to lean on the side of caution for us, all of us coming back together. So when we come back, we're going to try to, We come back, we want to stay back. Amen, somebody. So be patient, engage. That's why you can't sit this out. The things that are going on, Bible class, our Zoom classes, the individual class, be spiritually fed. Don't you let the devil take hold of you while all of this is going on. Some of you that's just, I like this, nobody don't see me. Get out of that. God is still watching. All of us knows what we're doing. Amen. You need to come to the Lord. Come right now as we sing. Song. Thank you.
I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. And I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. And he gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my God and I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and